for me. So the scripture he took me to is in Galatians 6. Galatians 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And let me see here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 6, 7. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And it says this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treat it with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap. For the one who sows to his flesh, his sinful capacity, his worldliness, his disgraceful impulses will reap from the flesh ruin and destruction. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give him. So the Lord began to show me a seed as we were in praise, lifting the high praise to God. He showed me a seed. And he began to let me know in that moment that what you're sowing now, you will reap later. This scripture reminds us of a principle of the kingdom. Amen. Sowing and reaping is a principle of the kingdom of God. So we understand that when we sow, we will reap. But notice that this reminds us of what are we sowing? Because if we sow, right, in the Spirit, or to the Spirit, as it says, we will reap from the Spirit. Now, I think that's powerful, because when we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap from the Spirit. Amen? And what will we reap from the Spirit? It says eternal life. I love that. But then it also reminds us that if we sow to our flesh, come on, if we sow to our flesh, and the Amplified breaks it down for us, our sinful capacity, worldliness, disgraceful impulses, we will actually reap from the flesh ruin and destruction. So I believe the words of the Lord this morning is, what are you sowing? As we come to the altar and we lay ourselves down as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, because that's our reasonable service according to Romans 12 and 1, what are you sowing? Because ultimately, right, we should not be coming and just be on hard ground. We should be digging, come on, tilling our prayers, our worship. You know, have you ever seen someone tilling the ground and digging in the ground and getting that dirt ready for the seed? That's what your prayers, that's what your worship, that's what your praise does. It's getting the ground ready. It's taking the hard places, amen? And you begin to toil the ground. You begin to move, come on, some things, so that you can then plant the seed. And I don't know who this is for, but I feel like in this season, it feels hard to get to that place of praise and worship. It's hard to pray, because it's like you're on hard ground. But God says that if you would be faithful, notice what it says. It says, don't grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap. You will reap if you do not give in. So it says, don't be discouraged. You know, one of the things that I've discovered in this season is this beautiful thing of sowing and reaping. Amen? Sowing and reaping. And so as we moved into our home, we got a lot of plants. People gave us different plants, and we've been really watching them grow. So we had been given a couple apple trees, and so we planted those, and then we had some succulents and things like that. And so I was really excited about that. So I said, oh, you know what? Let's keep this going. I'm going to get some seeds. And one of the things I love are sunflowers. That is my favorite flower. I'm telling you, I love sunflowers. And I was like, I'm going to plant those. So, and then I have planted some strawberries too. So I planted the sunflower, and I followed all the instructions set on the little seed packet and made sure it had the sun, made sure it was in the right soil. Come on, somebody. And, you know, and I just kept watering it and watering it. And then, you know, I had the strawberries and I followed all the instructions, you know, and I was watering it and doing all the things. And one of the things I noticed was this, is that the more care, the more attention to the seed that I had sown into the ground, I was starting to see the green come. I was starting to see the fruit of that. Amen. And in particularly the sunflower, because I did exactly what it told me to do, put it in the sun, water it continually, and I did that. And I mean, this thing now, it's like, it looks like a beanstalk coming up. It's amazing. And I'm like, wow, it just grew so much. And then my little strawberries, I mean, I'm barely seeing anything. I see like a couple of green things sticking up, and I'm like, wow, what's the difference? I don't understand. But one of the things, you know, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, you know, it's your care. It's what you're putting into it. So think about Galatians 6, what it's telling us. It says that if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap from the Spirit. Amen. And so for us, in our daily lives, how are you sowing into the Holy Spirit, right? And you may say, well, how do I do that? I mean, how do I sow into, how do I sow to the Spirit of God? Well, because we wait on the Spirit of God. We yield to the Spirit. Come on, that's how you sow. You actually wait and you sit and you give up control. You sow that into the Spirit of God. And then what happens when you do that? You begin to reap the Spirit. You reap the Holy Spirit. Amen? When we begin to sow to our flesh, and here's the thing, our flesh doesn't like to wait. Our flesh, right, because you know, talks about these impulses. We sow into these things of like, I just want it and I want it now. And so be careful what you're sowing in this season. Wait on the Lord. Sow to the Spirit of God. Don't rush what God wants to do. This sowing into these impulses, or if you would have how if the scripture says it, this worldliness. We put more investment, if you would, into the worldly things. We literally put our time. Because time is a seed. Come on. Time is a seed. So what are you sowing? How much are you putting your attention and your time and your energy into worldly things? When you sow into the Spirit, when you put your time, your energy into the Spirit of God, you reap the Spirit. And many of us say, a spirit-filled life will begin to sow into the spirit. So look at your schedule. Look at time. How much time are you spending in the presence of the Lord? Are you rushing through? Are you rushing through your time? God, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Because that's what I have. So all the time I put into that sunflower, I mean, it's reaping. I'm seeing this green stalk. I mean, it's tall. To the point now that I need to transfer it into another pot. Because that's what happens when you sow into the Spirit of God. There's so much harvest. There's not room enough to contain. But be encouraged. Don't get weary. Sometimes we can feel like the sowing seasons are hard. I mean, ask any farmer. But one of the things, if you were to ask a farmer, is it the sowing or the reaping that is a better season? Which is better, sowing or reaping? Well, clearly, we always were going to say reaping, right? Because now I get to eat the fruit of my labor. I get to see the harvest. I get to experience the goodness that has yielded. But what if sowing was more exciting than reaping? Scripture reminds us it's better to give than receive. I heard a pastor say this yesterday, and it just stuck in my spirit. She said, when we give, we exercise our kingdom authority. Because that scripture that says it's better to give than to receive, we exercise our kingdom authority. I was like, wow. I never thought about it like that. Because when I give or when I sow, if I were to see that as I'm actually preparing and getting ready, I mean, it's something exciting about when you put that seed in the ground. You know it's going to yield. You know what's going to come forth. I put that seed for that sunflower, and I'm excited to see that sunflower. So I just want to encourage you this morning. What are you sowing? What are you sowing? But don't be discouraged in the waiting. Get excited. Because at the right time, you will reap. It says, if you do not give in. Sometimes we give in to the impulses. We give in to the worldliness. We give in because we can't wait. Right? So think about this. It would be as if a farmer planted all his seeds, and because he can't wait, he's like, you know what? I'll just go buy my corn. I'll just go buy my fruits and vegetables. But instead, he will wait. He will wait for the harvest. Sis, I want to encourage you. Wait. Don't get weary in doing good. Everything that you're sowing now is not wasted. It's not wasted because, again, that's the law of the kingdom of God. Whatever you sow, you will reap. So the question is, what are you sowing? What are you sowing? Your prayers are seeds. Your worship are seeds. Your praise is a seed. Your devotion is a seed. What are you sowing? Nothing is wasted, and you're not doing it in vain. Because just because you don't see it right now doesn't mean he's not working. You see, the thing about sowing, we can't see what's happening underground. We can't see what's happening underground. Do you remember the strawberry I was telling you about? I was thinking, this strawberry isn't growing. So I began to dig around to see what was going on. And sure enough, there was a root going down. Only a little tiny green sticking up, but there was a long root going down. And I was like, oh, amen. So sometimes if we don't see the big beanstalk like I see right now with my sunflower, we can get discouraged. Nothing's growing. Nothing's coming. God doesn't hear me. What's the point of praising? What's the point of worshiping? What's the point of praying? What's the point of reading my word? Because nothing's happening. I'm still in the same state. But know that as you keep watering from on that seed, watering that seed, watering that seed, there's roots going down. Things are happening. As that song, Waymaker, reminds us, even though I don't see it, you're working. So this morning, as we're worshiping and we're declaring you're good, you're saying that in faith. He's good. He's good. That when I sow those seeds in the ground, I can declare he's good. I can declare that. Why? Because I've seen the fruit. I've seen him come through. And even though I don't see a full beanstalk in that area of my life I've been praying for, I know roots are going down because my prayers are not wasted. My tears are not wasted. Come on, somebody. My devotion to God is not wasted. Because at the right time, I will reap a harvest if we faint not. If we faint not. Hallelujah. I want to just read this to you. Again, in the Passion. I love the Passion Translation. But listen to this. Listen to this. It says this, it says, make no mistake about it. God will never be mocked. And I just want to meditate on that for a second. God will never be mocked. He's not a man that should lie. He will not be mocked. I want you to get that in your spirit because he's telling you right now that what I've given you to sow, I'm faithful to produce. And I will not be mocked. I am not a God that will lie. I will not be mocked. I will not put my people or let my people be put to shame or look like they're crazy. Come on, somebody. Because some people may look at you and say, I don't understand how you're sowing in this season. But God says, I will not be mocked. For what you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. Woo! Oh, come on. What you plant will be what you harvest. So that's where we have to ask ourselves, what am I sowing? What am I planting? Because if I'm sowing seeds of fear, If I'm sowing seeds of anxiety, if I'm sowing seeds of anger, if I'm sowing seeds of bitterness, unforgiveness, come on. I'm sowing seeds that's what I'm going to be reaping. So then you have to again ask yourself, what am I sowing? Come on. The harvest you reap reveals the seed that was planted. Whew. Oh, God. Some of us need to start digging up those seeds of fear and anxiety and worry and doubt that we've been planting in this season with this pandemic. Come on. We've been sowing some seeds. You need to dig those things up. Because it clearly says here that the harvest you reap, okay, catch this, reveals the seed that was planted. And if you plant the corrupt seed of self-life into this natural realm, you can expect to experience a harvest of corruption. And if you plant the good seeds of the spirit life, you will reap the beautiful fruits that grow from the everlasting life of the spirit. And we know in Galatians, it speaks of the fruits of the spirit. So you're reaping the fruit of the spirit in your life. And you sow into the spirit life, amen, you reap those beautiful fruits. The love, the peace, the joy. Come on. And don't allow yourself to be weary or disheartened in planting good seeds. For the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you planted is coming. It's coming. So I just want to encourage you this morning. Don't stop sowing. Don't stop. And you know, sometimes we just see sowing as writing a check or, you know, that's important too. We'll talk about that. But it's more about what you're sowing, this spirit, what you're sowing into the spirit. Your praise, your worship, your prayers, your devotion. Come on, those are good seeds. And sis, those good seeds, when they're planted, you will reap the fruits of the Spirit. You will begin to see that in abundance in your life. You will see it. I just love how it says here. For the season of reaping, the wonderful harvest you planted is coming. We are about to come into harvest season, amen? We are about to come into the season of a harvest. And I just want to speak this over you. That every morning we come on this line, we're sowing seeds. We're sowing. And we're sowing. And we're sowing. But God wants us to know this morning, desperately seeking Jesus, that the harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.